And welcome to another episode of Beyond Doubt, Unleashing Confidence. I'm your host, Nifi Guntoye, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. It's been a few weeks since our last episode, and I appreciate your patience as I've been dealing with some health issues. This experience has inspired today's episode, as I had a rather challenging moment during an MRI scan where I experienced a panic attack. Panic attacks are something that many of us have heard about, but not everyone fully understands. Prior to COVID-19 in 2020, I'd only experienced one panic attack in my life, and that was during my last university exam in 2007. Since the pandemic began, however, I've had three. One on a plane, one during an operation, and the most recent one at my MRI scan yesterday. That's three panic attacks in 3 years. Today, I wanted to dive deeper into this topic, sharing what panic attacks are, how to spot them, what to do if you're having one, and some tips to help reduce them in the future. First, let's start with what panic attacks are. A panic attack is a sudden episode of intense fear that triggers severe physical reactions when there is no real danger or apparent cause. They can be incredibly frightening. When panic attacks occur, you might think you're losing control, having a heart attack, or even dying. Many people have one or two panic attacks in their lifetime, and the problem goes away, perhaps when the stressful situation ends. But if you've had recurrent, unexpected panic attacks and spent long periods in constant fear of another attack, you might have a condition called panic disorder. Panic attacks can affect anyone, regardless of their background or status. Even some well-known personalities have faced them. For instance, Oprah Winfrey has openly discussed her experiences with panic attacks, especially during stressful times in her career. Emma Stone, a talented actress, has also shared her struggles with anxiety and panic attacks, emphasizing that seeking help is crucial. These examples remind us that panic attacks do not discriminate and can impact anyone, no matter how successful or composed they may appear. So, how can you spot a panic attack? The symptoms can vary, but common signs include a racing heart, sweating, trembling or shaking, shortness of breath or a feeling of choking, chest pain, nausea, dizziness, chills or hot flashes, numbness or tingling sensations, and a feeling of unreality or detachment. Recognizing these signs early on is crucial, as understanding what's happening can help you manage a situation better. Now, let's talk about what you should do if you're having a panic attack. Here are some steps to follow. Number one, acknowledge the panic attack. Understand that what you're experiencing is a panic attack and not something more severe like a heart attack. This can reduce the fear that you're in imminent danger. It's important to remind yourself that these feelings are intense as they are, will pass. Number two, focus on your breathing. This is what I had to do yesterday during my MRI scan. So try to slow down your breathing. Breathing slowly through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath for a second. Then exhale slowly through your mouth for a count of four. This helps to calm your body and mind. Sometimes counting out loud can also help you stay focused and grounded. Number three, use grounding techniques. Ground yourself by focusing on your surroundings. Name five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can hear, two things you can smell, and one thing you can taste. This method can help divert your mind from overall sensation you're experiencing. Number 4, practice mindfulness. Stay in the present moment and avoid thinking about what might happen next. Remind yourself that this too shall pass. You can try repeating a comforting phrase to yourself like, I am safe, or this will pass, or I'm okay. Number 5, seek a safe space. If possible, move to a place where you feel safe and can comfortably sit or lie down until the panic attack passes. Sometimes simply changing your environment can make a significant difference. Let's move on to some tips to help reduce the occurrence of panic attacks in the future. These strategies can make a big difference in how you manage stress and anxiety. So number 1, regular exercise. Physical activity can help reduce anxiety and stress, which are often triggers for panic attacks. Aim for at least 30 minutes of exercise most days. It doesn't have to be intense, even a brisk walk can be beneficial. Number 2, healthy diet. Eating a balanced diet can help maintain your overall well-being. Avoid caffeine, alcohol, as they can increase anxiety levels. Make sure to incorporate plenty of fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains into your meals. Number 3, adequate sleep. Make sure you get enough restful sleep. Lack of sleep can increase anxiety and increase the likelihood of panic attacks. So establish a regular sleep schedule and create a relaxing bedtime routine. Number 4, stress management techniques. Engage in activities to help you relax, such as yoga, meditation, or deep breathing exercises. These practices can help lower your stress levels and improve your overall mental health. Number 5, professional help. Don't hesitate to seek help from a mental health professional. Therapy, particularly cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, can be very effective in managing panic attacks. Medication may also be an option for some people. Remember, seeking help is a sign of strength, not weakness. As a qualified life coach, I've tried coaching myself through these moments, applying the very strategies I share with my clients. It's not always easy, but it is incredibly rewarding to see the progress. That's why I'm sharing these tips with you today, because I want to help someone who might be going through the same struggles. If you're looking for more resources or need personalized guidance, please visit my website at nephiwellness.com. There you'll find articles, tips, and tools to support your mental health journey. Together, we can work towards unleashing your confidence and living a life beyond doubt. This journey isn't easy, and it's important to be kind to yourself as you navigate through it. Remember, you are not alone, and help is always available. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Beyond Doubt, Unleashing Confidence. If you found today's discussion helpful, please share it with others who might benefit from it. And don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss on our next episode. Until then, stay confident and take care of yourselves. Goodbye.